It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hello there, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
We've gotten lots and lots of snow accompanied by frigid temperatures all across the region. And yet, many home gardeners finding solace in daydreaming about things to plant, especially those beautiful, cheery sort of flowers that we want in our gardens this spring. And one of my favorites that you're going to talk about is the sweet pea.
Yes, sweet peas, a beautiful spring, early summer flowering plant. They're gorgeous, they're colorful, many, many colors, and they can be intensely fragrant too. And they're known as plants because they're peas that grow in cool temperatures. But ironically, the first sweet peas were thought to be cultivated by a Franciscan monk named Francesco Cupani in Sicily in the 1700s. And if you know anything about Sicily, it's not cold. So let's talk about sweet peas. There's two basic kinds of sweet peas that are out there. They're the old-fashioned kinds. These tend to be smaller flowered ones, and they tend to be kind of rangy plants. So they're the ones that are really nice to do up a teepee or up a fence.
Okay, what if we're looking to grow the kind that we can just go out and, you know, use for cut flowers? Go out and snip a bunch of sweet peas, put them in a vase.
Then you want to look for the Spencer varieties. And these are varieties that grow really strong. They're kind of bigger plants. They have ruffled flowers on them. And these are great for growing ones that you can grow right up a cordon, right up a pole. So you put some poles, like bamboo poles, in the garden, and as they're growing up, you're going to be pinching off the tendrils and securing them with ties and actually pinching off some of the side branches too. So what you're doing is creating a main stem that's going up, and then it'll have some side stems with those beautiful flowers. And what you'll get are beautiful cut flower sweet peas that have long stems, so you can put them in water and they're really nice and straight. So if you're really looking for that effect, those are the ones to get.
Okay, and then what about the planting process? Is this like an indoor thing? Or are we doing them outdoors?
As far as starting them, of course, they're peas. So you'll be planting them from seed into the garden early, around the same time you do garden peas, probably mid to end of April, depending on where you are. Another way to do it, which we're going to try this year, is to start them indoors first. Get like a 4-inch pot that's a deep pot, one of those longer ones. Fill it up with some potting soil and put maybe 15, 20 sweet pea seeds in it. Before you put the seeds in it, though, what you can do to enhance the germination is to nick them with a nail file and soak them overnight in water. That'll start that germination process. What sweet peas really love is cold temperatures, not freezing, of course, where it maybe is around 40 degrees. That's perfect for sweet peas. They'll germinate at that temperature. They'll form really solid roots. You can do this 6 weeks before you're ready to put them out. So sometime, I would say early March would be the time to do this. And then by mid-April, you'll have plants that are really strong, that transplant well. You can separate them out, put them in the garden, and you'll have a nice crop of sweet peas this year.
Charlie, it sounds like we got to set up a sweet pea alarm to remind us to put those sweet peas in the soil 6 weeks before we need to grow them. Okay, let's get to some questions from Aiden and Meredith, and they're in Worcester. And they write, Charlie, I'm just wondering what you'd consider for the 5 or 10 best vegetables for low maintenance and high resilience here in Vermont. They write, I'm guessing the list would include zucchini, radishes, kale, arugula, but I'm unsure what else to focus on.
Yes, those are great places to start. Any of the greens, the leafy greens, kale, arugula, Swiss chard, lettuces. If you really want to make it easy for yourself, just buy the transplants. That way you don't even have to be guessing about when to plant the seed and how long it's going to take to germinate and all those types of things. The transplants will give you some nice leafy greens. And anything in that leafy green kind of family, even things like basil, are pretty easy, as long as, of course, you don't sow the basil seeds or the plants too early. Put them out in June. That's the time to do that. But other plants that are really easy and very resilient in our climate are any of the bush beans, the green beans, pole beans, dried beans. Those do really well. Cherry tomatoes. I've yet to see a cherry tomato that does not produce 1,000 tomatoes. So grow a couple cherry tomatoes. You can try some summer squashes, zucchinis. They do okay. Might have insect problems with them, but normally you get something out of them. Hot peppers are really easy, even easier than sweet peppers to grow. And one that a lot of people forget about is garlic. But you'll, of course, be planting that in the fall. But it's a very easy crop. It just overwinters. It's sleeping right now underneath our beds. And by next summer, you'll have a nice crop. So that's a good way to get yourself off to a good start.
If you've got questions about what to plant coming up this spring in your garden, send them to us at gardening@vermontpublic.org. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.